This is John Batchelor. This is an excerpt from a conversation with Chris Riegel, my colleague, The Scholar Report. We're looking at the story told by Ann Stephenson Yang of the Evergrande failure, creating buildings that are unfinished, tall, very tall buildings in vast areas of artificial cities, ghost cities they were once called. But this is a specific example of apartments sold to people who've invested their savings in that apartment. It's not finished, but they move in anyway, in these empty blocks and these super cities outside of city center where there's no good transportation, where there's unfinished landscaping, where nobody much on the roads, the subways don't work, but they move into the apartments. They put glass up on the windows. They cook on open fires. They have no water, no electricity, no heating in the building, so they make their own. Camped out. They take water, they take bottles from the refuse piles and carry water up from a local river. They dig latrines outside and camp. I tell this story because Chris reacts to it here about the sturdiness of the Chinese people who have no easy remedy. But here's Chris Riegel, scholar.com, on the resilience of the Chinese people who have been plundered by Evergrande, by the banks, by the Chinese Communist Party's falsehoods.
John, the Chinese are incredibly resilient people. They can endure an immense amount of adversarial conditions or bad conditions. I think what they're simply doing is saying they've been given no restitution. They've been given no path from the Chinese government, so they're taking things into their own hands and trying to protect or drive some value to that investment one way or the other. Also, the Chinese government would be more than happy if those towers are empty to simply demolish them, blow them up, and try to get that off of main stage or out of the press. So them living there also bars the government from trying to wipe away and hide the problem and trying to bring it to some form of resolution that the government will have to fund or pay or complete these projects on behalf of Evergrande.
More of this later. Thank you.